You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to talk sports and bowl games and the college football playoff with Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubank. And so the postseason rankings are out from the College Football Committee, and the top four, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma, sneaked in there for fourth and final team added. No Ohio State, so despite beating Northwestern and winning the Big Ten championship, they go to the Rose Bowl to play Washington. Any surprises for you in this?
Not really. There was a debate between Ohio State and Oklahoma about that last spot. They both have got one loss. But Ohio State is against Purdue by 49-20, and that's probably what killed them. Their wins are better, but their loss is worse. So there they are. But Rose Bowl against Washington is a pretty good consolation prize.
All right. And then let's go to Michigan playing Florida in the Peach Bowl December 29th in Atlanta. Do we need to see Michigan and Florida play again?
I don't.
What is this bowl invitation, anything that fans and players can go yay about?
On paper, yes, and they should. It is a Super 6 Bowl, which means top 12 teams. Michigan right now is ranked 7th. They start up being ranked 14th. Ohio State is 6th. So you're not that far off the mark, of course. That's all good. But this does not excite anybody right now. They have played Florida. This will be the third time under Harbaugh in 4 years. So that's not too exciting there, of course. And the Peach Bowl, sorry, is not the Rose Bowl.
Okay. And we know that Rashawn Gary Jr. has declared for the NFL draft, so he is not going to be playing in the Peach Bowl.
That's correct.
You know, you could make an argument where he doesn't want to risk like blowing out a knee or something when he's on the cusp of an NFL career, but then you could also make an argument to say, is he leaving his teammates in the lurch?
Both are true. Now, he declared this before that he's not going to be playing, before the game, I believe, was announced. Look, he's a third-year guy. That's all anybody expected him to do. He's the number one player recruited in the nation. 3 years ago is a huge catch for him, obviously. He's going to be 6th or 7th or 8th picked probably in the draft, which means multi-millions. It's only him and his mom. That's the whole show right there. There's no dad involved. So, yeah, it's very hard to begrudge him. His teammates do not begrudge him, I believe. But that said, as you're facing Florida, now you're waiting to see about Devin Bush. Is he going to play in this game or not? Because he's likely to declare as well for the draft. My hunch is if it was the Rose Bowl, it'd be no question that Devin Bush would be in. And the sad thing is Jake Butt, a tight end for Michigan. I'm not making any of that up, by the way.
That's right.
2 years ago, of course, played in the bowl game and blew out his knee, and it cost him millions.
Okay. Well, leave that there, and we'll keep an eye on it.
Tough call is the answer.
Very much so. All right, over to Michigan State as the Spartans play the Oregon Ducks on New Year's Eve in the Red Box Bowl in Santa Clara. Is this a bowl Spartan Nation can feel good about?
Well, when you're 7-5, it is, and they're playing 8-4 Oregon, which is a national team, basically. So it's not an elite bowl by any means, but you're 7-5. So they pulled out some games there at the end that they needed, including Rutgers, and this is not a bad reward.
Western Michigan playing BYU December 21st in the Potato Bowl in Boise, and they didn't get a bowl bid last season. So what does this year's bowl invitation tell us about how the Broncos are doing under Coach Lester?
This is a big point. P.J. Fleck, of course, went undefeated with them before the bowl game 2 years ago. Bolted from Minnesota, took some players with them, and last year was a down year, so maybe they're thinking it's a flash in the pan. But now with the new coach, they've done pretty well, and hats off to the Broncos.
All right, Eastern Michigan going to the Camellia Bowl December 15th in Montgomery, Alabama. They'll face Georgia Southern. A couple years ago, you were saying you thought the school should end the football program and put the money and resources elsewhere. Do you still think that?
I do. I think that Coach Creighton at Eastern Michigan has done a phenomenal job, and to be 7-5 there is hard work. It is the graveyard of coaches, not the cradle, the graveyard. Is where careers die, and he's doing an amazing job. But it still costs $1,000 of every $10,000 of in-state tuition goes to athletics, and most of that goes to football and a program that even when they're winning, no one seems to care about very much. So I think this is a poor use of resources.
Central Michigan is making it official today. A new head coach for the Chippewas. Tell us about this new coach with the Michigan ties.
Not new to Michigan fans, of course. Coach McElwain was at Florida last year when Michigan beat them in the debut game.
And an ugly firing.
Ugly firing, and then came to Ann Arbor, and being the wide receiver coach, did a very good job, as expected. Fit in very well with the staff, nice guy, but nobody thought he's going to be here very long. When you're the head coach of a Power 5 team, you're not going to be a position coach all that long.
This was a landing spot.
Clearly, and that was the understanding, I believe.
Yeah.
So Central Michigan, I think, got a very good deal.
What's he bring to the Chips?
Experience, probably a national recruiting base because he knows Florida. Look, man, you better get some players out of Florida if you want to beat the big boys. And Central Michigan, unlike Eastern Michigan, is a launch pad for a lot of great careers. And I bet he ends up somewhere else after this as well. This will not be his last stop, is my guess.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. Thank you.
Thank you.